Now, the great system that developed in a later period in India, during what's known as the Gupta period, which dates from about the 4th to the 6th centuries AD, we have the idea of the energy of the spirit, the spiritual energy, as being a serpent. It is imaged as a serpent. This is by analogy. A feminine serpent. The name of this serpent is Kundalini, K-U-N-D-A-L-I-N-I. And that means the coiled up one. And it is thought of as being coiled up at the base of the spine. And the goal of this yoga is to bring this serpent power up the spine to the head, so that our whole being will be animated by the serpent power. Now, if you just get that image, you'll see the sense of this. Coiled up at the base of the spine, we are, as it were, lacking the animation of this spiritual power in most of our lives. Now, there are centers on the way up. The mind is pictured, the spine is pictured as a tree with seven centers. Wheels, they're called, chakras, C-A-K-R-A-S. And these wheels are at certain specific points on the spinal course. I'm talking about the Kundalini Yoga, which you perhaps know about. The first of these chakras, they're also called lotuses, is at the base of the spine. And here is where our little serpent power is centered to begin with. Now, in the last century, there was a very important and really marvelous Indian saint. His name was Rama Krishna. And he was really, you might say, a virtuoso in bringing this Kundalini power, serpent power, up the spine. And his devotees, his disciples would say, "Oh, Master, what is it like when the Kundalini comes up the spine?" Well, he'd say, "Sometimes it's like an ant coming up. Sometimes it's like a mouse running up. Sometimes it's like a monkey jumping from one lotus to another on the way up." And then they'd say, "Oh, Master, what is it like at this lotus, at that, and that?" And when they get up to about here, he'd pass out in a trance. "Now, I haven't been up here, so I'm going to be able to get up there without passing out." He never could tell, but I'm going to do it. At least from reports, I'm going to tell. The first lotus is called Muladhara, and this word means root base. At this point, the serpent is like a dragon. Now, you know the character of dragons. They live in caves, and they have a gold hoard in the cave, and they have a beautiful girl whom they've captured in the cave. They can't do anything with either, but they simply want to hold. And this gripping, holding on power, holding on to a life which is no life at all, because there's no animation in it, no joy in it, no vitality in it, but just grim, dogged living, that is the nature of the Kundalini on that center. I hope you don't know anybody on that level, but I do. The second level is at the level of sex. And this is called Svadhisthana, which means her favorite resort. When the Kundalini, when the energy, the spiritual energy is operating on this level, one's psychology is completely Freudian. Sex is one's aim. Sex is one's frustration. Everything says you have either been fulfilled or not fulfilled in this sphere. When the Kundalini moves to the next level, it is at the level of the navel, the level of the stomach. And this is called Manipura, which means the city of the shining jewel, the jewel city. When the energy is at this level, one's psychology is completely Nietzschean or Adlerian. One wants to consume and gain power for oneself over everything. One is driven by a will to power. Now, on these two levels, most people operate. You know, in general, the Freudian psychology is based on the idea that sex urge is the primary urge in life. The Adlerian psychology is based on the idea that the will to power is the primary urge in life, and all other urges are sublimations or inflections of these. The Indians say too. They say both of these are primary urges, and they're both inflections of that still deeper will just to be alive. But on these two higher levels, the second and the third lotuses, there is a vitality in life, an activity in life, a joy in life, and regrets in life on the basis of these two directions of intention. People on these levels are outward directed. Their satisfactions, either in this zone or in that, are to be found in the outer world. In that sense, to use the word in the simplest sense, they are extroverted, outward turned.